you like this episode, please subscribe, share with others, rate and review so we can continue to bring you great programming.
Let's change the world together. Welcome to the Snapcast, the podcast for all nonprofit professionals, bringing you interviews and amazing ideas for nonprofit leaders.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Nonprofit Snapcast. I'm your host, Nikki Desai. Very happy today to be speaking with Laurie Hochman.
I am so happy to be here. Thank you for inviting us.
Yeah. I'm excited to talk about this today. Laurie is a marketing professional with Octria.com, or Octria just for short, right? And Octria was founded in 2011. So you've been around for 10 years. I don't want to steal your thunder. What is Octria?
Octria is an amazing platform that helps charities run their event fundraisers that typically revolves around an auction, tickets, donations, and everything that goes around that. So it's the platform that it's the machine that runs that for you, or with you, actually. You're the one that's actually running it.
Yeah.
But it makes it so easy from start to finish. I always say it sounds so cliche, but it's true. From the very first donation to the very last receipt and all the bidding and donations in between, everything is streamlined.
So I have a ton of questions to ask you, but I'm aware here that you've done with Octria 40,000 events in 10 years. Is that correct?
Well, not me personally.
I was going to say you've been very, very busy, but yeah. But Octria's facilitated 40,000 events for nonprofits across the sector?
That is correct. Raising over $400 million during that time.
That's incredible. And
the charities are the heroes, not us. I want to make sure that the spotlight is shined on them. We've just given them the platform to do so and maximize their fundraising activities.
Right. Okay. So you say it streamlined the entire event, and I'm going to ask a question probably way out of order here. You said including the receipts, right? So it actually does the receipts for you as well. People in the nonprofit won't have to process the closing of that. They can just, Octria will do the whole thing for them.
I love that question from the analytical guy, because I can tell exactly where you're coming from.
Yeah.
100%. Yes, you will be able to run donor receipts for people that have donated auction items or cash donations. And you'll also be able to run bidder statements and bidder final documentation that they would need, as well as internally on your report.
Okay. So I bounce back and forth between a granular question and a big picture question. So the big picture is we're talking about an auction facilitating website. It's not just an event. You're talking specifically about stuff related to auctions.
Yeah. So auctions are events. They're marquee events. You want people to show up. You want to raise awareness. You want to raise money. But how do you do that? And you do it through your auction. And usually about a third of the income comes through there. About another third usually comes through donations. And approximately another third comes through sponsors. And if I can add another third, I know that's four thirds. You can add on some gamification, some raffles, and really maximize that potential and crush your fundraising goals.
Right. I love crushing fundraising goals. I love the way Octria seems to work. I have not done the deep dig because obviously I can't. I'm not running an auction. But from what I've seen, it looks fairly straightforward. It looks fairly intuitive. Walk us through the process. If I'm a nonprofit and I've never used Octria before, and I want to, you know, do the Octria thing to get my event at least online, what needs to happen before we pull that trigger? And then what needs to, you know, before, during, and after? Can we walk through that a little bit?
Absolutely. It'd be my pleasure. And I just want to give you a snippet of my experience. I used Octria for the last 12 years, and I've worked for Octria for seven, almost eight of those years. So I was running auctions with this platform, fell in love with it, started working for the company, and now I'm the marketing coordinator here. So I can tell, and I run auctions with my schools locally also. I still continue to volunteer. So I'm on both sides of this, inside, in the weeds, all day throughout. So for the charities that want to run an auction or an event with an auction, they can do it online, they can do hybrid, they can do virtual, you can do a live virtual event. Any of those pieces come together, Octria allows you to have a micro site where you have your event website up there. And I suggest that people use that throughout the entire marketing process for your event. So when you decide on your date, you decide where you're going to do it, whether it be at a location or whether it be online. Put up the information, coming soon, can't wait to see you, provide some information about your mission and why people should donate. And then you can put up a solicit donations page. So if people want to donate, they can donate directly on your page, whether it be an auction item or a cash donation. So that's what I call the planning. So you're planning, mm-hmm. you're planning. You're getting sponsors to sponsor your, valet parking or your alcohol, your bar, your whatever you have that's tangible or that is sellable, those sponsorships can be made. I mean, you can sell those online also. So that's part of the planning. Then you're going to flip the switch and you're like, okay, the auction is open. The party is on. Now we want to sell our tickets and people are going to show up and they're going to bid and they're going to have fun and they're going to bid higher. They're going to get outbid. Their friends are going to outbid them. It becomes a social event. And that's when the action happens for the auction itself.
So let's pause there for a second. I'm sorry to interrupt you. During the auction itself, this is all online. None of this is in person at all, right?
It's up to you.
Okay.
Many times pre-COVID, it was probably a 50-50 split. People were doing auctions in person, at a big gala, black tie, hoedown, denims and diamonds, all these fancy, activities, and it would be on paper and they'd write down their auctions, their bids. And then with Octria, you'd put in that final bid and that would close it out. That would help you make your payments.
I see.
The other half were online. We've shifted quite a bit in the last, 16 months, but we're seeing for spring a lot of events that are planning on going back to their locations because the audience is just in love with that experience and they want to socialize and see each other again.
Yep. Right. So you can do a hybrid event through Octria.
Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah. I was wondering how that worked. If I have people in person at a party, let's just say I'm at a brewery or something. So I've got a small auction thing happening there and people are bidding on paper at a brewery. How do I use Octria to supplement that? How does an online bid supersede a paper bid?
So if you can't combine paper and online in that situation, your entire event would be online. But what's really cool is that you can put the auction items up. You can put a little display page next to it and say, oh, come to this hotel extravaganza, three nights at a hotel, a QR code on that display page at the same time. Somebody can come up, scan it. Bang, they're right in there, make their donation,
That's how you do it. That makes a ton of sense to me. Okay, so I had interrupted you. We had walked through the pre-selling of sponsorships. We had walked through the point where we're at the event and everyone's bidding and having a good time. And that's where I think I interrupted you. What happens next?
Well, the final bid wins.
Right.
Whoever has the highest bid. So at that point in time, if you've asked people to register a card in advance, you can batch check out. Two clicks, done.
No kidding.
Yes.
I love batch checkout. That's fantastic.
Right. If you didn't ask people to register a card in advance, that's okay.
Yeah.
You send them a statement. And then on that statement, there's a button that says, please make a payment. And they click the button and then they can self-checkout. And that might take, three clicks on their part.
Yeah.
But that's how simple it is.
It's still very simple.
Streamlined from the beginning to the end. And the sooner you use Octria in your process, the much easier everything is going to be downstream for you or for the charity for their activities.
Yeah, it still sounds very simple, even if they don't register cards in advance. That's fascinating. I'm admit to my listeners in particular, I admit that I'm a geek and I get off on technology and all kinds of innovations and way to make things easier. I get, as part of this job, I get to see a lot of cool stuff. But I got to say, Octria's really up there on top of that list. There are a lot of cool pieces of software I've seen for nonprofits, and this one's really slick. I must tell you that. So yeah, but please continue. I keep doing the fanboy thing here, but
if that's your passion, let me tease you with this.
Yeah.
Octria also has text to give, text to bid, text to donate and text to buy.
No way. Okay.
So you can do that right from your event website. So if you are running a golf tournament and you want to sell a mulligan, the people are out on the golf course and they, you know, want to get a little extra help, they can text the word mulligan, M-U-L-L-I-G-A-N, buy it for 10, 15, 20 bucks, sell it for 50 bucks, whatever your audience, they punch it into their phone and then it goes directly to their account.
Okay.
While they're out there on the golf course. If you are in a room and people want to donate, they can text to donate. They put in the word donate, D-O-N-A-T-E, and a dollar amount, and automatically that they will get a payment link. It is so fast, and there are many on-ramps onto Octria so that your bidders can participate and provide an opportunity for them to support your mission and your cause.
So let me ask the obvious question is, in the spirit of complete transparency, what's in it for Octria? How do you guys derive revenue from this?
So Octria has three levels of licensure. The license is for 12 months. Our Explorer plan is free. We used to have a light plan and a paper plan years ago, and we've converted it to the Explorer plan. And there is a 1% credit card fee to enact the Explorer plan. And that's only for credit card fees that charge against us. If you end up doing everything on paper, collecting checks and cash, there won't be any charges. We know there's small nonprofits out there that just, you know, can't do that. However, we do suggest you do credit cards, not because we make a fee, but because it's going to be so much easier to make those collections on your end. And that's the Octria credit card processing fee. You'll use Stripe and they run about 2.9% and 30 cents, but that's all through the credit card processor. The Emerald plan is for any group that's making $10,000 or more on their event, $10,000 to $50,000. That's $300 license fee. And then the Diamond plan is a $600 license fee. And the credit card fees go down on those. The Emerald goes down to 0.5% and the Diamond goes down to 0.25%.
And with each incremental leap, there are extra benefits that come along with that as well. It's not just the fee structure, but if I go from basic to Emerald, more options are available to me in terms of the texting mechanism you talked about, right? Tracking of data, things like that also gets included, but those things are not in the previous plan is what I'm trying to say.
The only thing that is excluded from Explore is the texting, because that's a consumable that, you know, that'd be like eating something and the ability to send custom emails. Everything else that I've talked about is part of our Explore, Emerald, and Diamond. We don't feel like we should withhold pieces from our groups. We don't feel like we should upcharge for a landing page. We don't feel like we should upcharge for text to give. We feel like it's one cohesive unit and we want people to use all those services to maximize their opportunities. And this is a lot to take in, a lot of details, I realize, on a podcast, but you know, we do demos weekly. Our pricing is transparent. It is on our website. You do not need to call me or text me to get the pricing. It is up there. We don't require an email address to get our pricing. We don't require a demo. It's up there and it's available for everybody to see anytime, any day.
So the last thing I'd like to spend a few minutes on before we wrap the episode is, let's pretend for a minute that I am a small to medium-sized nonprofit. I may not even have a full-time development person or I've just put together my brand new events committee. How do we do this? How do we go from a place of, okay, I'm going to manually drive this event the old-fashioned way. How much ramp time are we talking about? How much hand-holding is there, now that I'm thinking about it, from Octria to, you know, to help us do the thing top to bottom? Because clearly you're not event planners.
Correct.
And I wouldn't dream of asking you guys to do that for me as a nonprofit. But, you know, if I have a handful of board members and dedicated volunteers who want to run an event, who makes that call? Who's the point of contact? How does it move forward with that handholding?
So that's a great question. The first thing I would do is come to a demo. It's 20 minutes out of your life and you'll see Octria from top to bottom. And depending on how much service you want, you can add on launch onto the Octria platform. It's an extra $400 and it will give you an additional level of service from our launch team. We'll sit down with you and we'll have a Zoom call just like you and I are doing here. And we'll ask you a bunch of questions. How are you setting up your credit card? How are you this? How are you that? And then we'll set up the event in the system. And then we'll also set up the website in the system. match it up with your colors, things along that line. If that's outside of your budget and you just want to do that internally, we have a ton of resources. You can binge on my webinars for hours. It might be a little too much Lori Hockman by the end of the day. However, there is everything on how to run an auction, how to find donations, how to close out, how to open up, how to promote, how to find sponsors. I mean, whatever niche part of event fundraising you want to beef up your education on, we have resources for those.
Okay.
Which is a great segue. On that webinars page, there's a lot of times we have people like you and guests, broadcast teams that come in and speak. And on our Octria partners page, there's a whole list of resources. Mickey, you're on our partners page, of course.
Cool.
But there's also on there event planners, consignment places for auction items, a lot of different resources for you to tap into. Some are free, some aren't, but they're all there for the taking.
It's amazing. Okay. You've seen a lot of traffic come through Octria. You've seen a lot of nonprofits enter the process, even as beginners. A lot of them are not what I would call pros, right? So some nonprofits have to start from somewhere.
Right.
And already by default, we've talked about some best practices that should be done with the tool, you know, like selling your sponsorships in advance, things like that.
Right.
Are there any mistakes you see nonprofits make that are worth avoiding? Can you mention any of those?
Gosh, that's a good question. I don't know if I'd call them mistakes. I'd call them learning opportunities. And I know that sounds so cliche also, but I'm always learning also. You try out things. If it works, you do it again. And if it doesn't work, you kind of pivot and do it in a different direction. And what works for one group might not necessarily work for a different group. For instance, I was working with a group recently in Maine or talking to them. They did an amazing job. I'm like, hey, can I spotlight you on our website? And they're like, yeah, that'd be great. And they did a jumbo raffle for their group. They did an Airbnb. It was $5,000. They sold tickets for $50 and they sold a max of 100. So they netted, $3,000 on it. I was talking to a group locally here and they're like, oh my gosh, there's no way we could sell a $50 ticket. Our audience won't do that. But we think we can sell $10 tickets. So they ended up doing a $500 Amazon gift card, sold their tickets at $50. Sold out again. So I'm not saying that the best practice is to do an Airbnb gigantic gift card. It depends on your audience, but you can kind of use that and find a way to implement that within your audience because you know your audience, you know what their tolerance levels is, what will get them to open their wallet, what will shut them down. So use your experience, even if it wasn't with an event, with emails or, smaller events or interactions that you've had with them and take that in and, start making a list of what worked, what didn't work, what triggered people, what engaged people, what got them to open their wallet and how can you implement that and then throw oil on that fire and make that even larger for your event and blossom in your mission.
Good stuff, Lori. Let's wrap the episode. Any parting words of advice for our nonprofit listeners?
Come hang out with us at a demo. No pressure. It's just me. Believe me, I will not call you. I will not email you. I will not follow up. It's just for knowledge. Two of the other places, Facebook and Twitter, we regularly use social media. I Twitter out organizations and events and auctions that tag us on it. So you can kind of see what's going on currently. And then we have a Facebook group. It's called Auction Team Talk. And I invite everybody to come and visit us there. Even if you're not sure if you're going to run an auction, there are over 550 people that have run auctions, have run events, and there's all sorts of conversations. Almost identical to what we're having here, Mickey. People will ask each other, hey, what are you doing for sponsors? How are you finding donations? What level are you setting your sponsorships at? What are your raffles at? And it is one of the nicest pages on Facebook. So I invite every single one of your listeners here to join us on that page.
Yep.
There's event planners that hang out there, auctioneers, professionals, as well as top to bottom, those that are helping raise funds for their cause.
I'm looking right at it. tons of good content there. Good stuff. Mm-hmm. Laurie, if a person wanted to learn more about you and Octrea, how would you suggest they find you?
Octrea.com is the place to be. If you want to connect with me personally, I am on LinkedIn. And then Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, Octrea has social media followings on all three of those as well.
Fantastic. Laurie, excellent stuff. I hope we get to visit again at some point in the future and talk some more about your successes with the company. I mean, 10 years, let's do it again. And let's do it again next year.
Put me in your calendar. I'll be there, Mickey.
You got it. Thank you. Thank you for being my guest today, Laurie.
It's my pleasure.
This has been The Snapcast. Thank you for joining us.
The Snapcast is a production of the Nonprofit Snapshot. Please visit us at nonprofitsnapshot.org to learn more about our consulting work and the ways we can help your organization continue to make the world a better place.